A girlfriend. My girlfriend is a full-time Marxist, incredibly aware of her gender. What I mean is about socially derived female myths seen in relation to the continual accumulation of capital. She sees right through it all, and I get neuroses and complexes and headaches from being in a room with her for too long at a time. She can't understand that I don't understand why suddenly everything has to be changed in a sudden presto change-o without giving anyone a chance to get used to the idea. She says she loves all women. And at first I thought that sounded good. We women really need each other. But she doesn't need me for anything except to change. Even though it's possible that I could give her something or other. But she doesn't ask for that. And I even have my roots in the working class, which she also loves passionately. When she sees the magazines I have lying around, she wrinkles her nose indignantly and promises to bring me some consciousness-raising literature. And one day, suddenly, she ripped a magazine to shreds. You could just as well wipe your ass with that. That's all it's good for. And I was upset. There was something I wanted to cut out, a calorie table, and a very interesting article about how to avoid getting cellulite on your thighs. When she heard that, she got mad. I shouldn't let myself be reduced to a sex object, because then the capitalists can manipulate me with impunity. But I said that I just wanted to lose a few pounds, so I could fit into my old clothes. I couldn't see what benefit the capitalists would gain from that, quite the opposite. So that shut her up, but that's also the first time. Otherwise, I can never understand what she's talking about. Sometimes I don't even believe that she really understands it herself, because when I ask what she means by something she said, she just says a whole bunch of things I don't understand either, and then I don't have the guts to say that I still don't get it. But now, I don't let her in anymore when she comes by. When I have a feeling that she's on the steps, quickly I close the curtains, shut the lights, and hide in my Monopoly capitalist bathtub with a roast beef sandwich and a Pepsi, a stack of soap opera magazines, and various perfumed oils and creams that keep my skin young and supple so I can really please my disgusting, chauvinistic husband. She can just go someplace else and practice her all-encompassing love.